Good morning. Italian authorities have requested the collaboration of the Spanish police to investigate other cases linked to the man who allegedly killed his partner, Paula, in Torremolinos last month, and who is thought to be behind the death of another ex-partner, Sibora Gagani, in 2014. Sources close to the case confirms Marco G.R. has been linked to other disappearances in Rome, where he previously lived. Marco was arrested on the 17th of May for allegedly stabbing Spanish mother of three, Paula, at their flat in La Carihuela. The court is still awaiting DNA results in the case of Sibora Gagani, the 22-year-old Italian-Albanian girl who disappeared in July 2014 from Torremolinos, shortly after breaking up with Marco. A confession by Marco that Sibora's body was hidden in the wall of an apartment they lived in together was confirmed last Tuesday, when police discovered a corpse in the property. The government says it will not reinstate the value-added tax on essential food until price levels are more appropriate, so the economy minister Nadia Calviño said yesterday, adding that a downward trend in inflation appears to be continuing. On the 1st of January, the government scrapped the value-added tax on essential foods such as bread, cheese, milk, fruit and vegetables and cereals from the previous 4% as food prices surged. The measure was part of a €10 billion package approved in December to ease the effects of price rises on consumers, but only until the end of this month. Calviño said the government will maintain the VAT rate cut and was analysing which other measures could also be maintained beyond June. Food and non-alcoholic beverage prices climbed 12.9% in the 12 months through April, according to data from the National Statistics Institute. The rate was 3.5 percentage points higher than the 12 months through to March. And Spain could be the next European country to halt short-haul flights as part of efforts to combat climate change. Madrid could follow the example of France, whose ban on domestic flights on short routes that can be covered by train in less than 2.5 hours became effective last month. Similar steps were revealed after Pedro Sanchez's 2050 agenda, introduced about 2 years ago. According to local media, a study revealed that air travel generates twice the carbon footprint of high-speed trains. The research revealed that there have been a total of 5,744 flights between Barcelona and Madrid over the past 12 months, or a journey of just 630 kilometres that the train can make in around 2.5 hours. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.